Now, what are we supposed to do? Psalm 149, when you're reading the word every day, you look and you say, okay, God, what am I supposed to do from this? And the psalm tells us, these are the things that the psalm tells us to do. Sing a new song. It says where? In the assembly of the faithful. That's right here. In our time of worship, maybe God will give you a new song this morning. Sing it anyway, whether you do it out loud to the people or you know, so everybody hears you, or just do it yourself during our time of worship. Sing a new song to Him. We're supposed to rejoice in our Maker. We're supposed to exult in our King. We're supposed to dance before Him. Play the tambourine and the harp. Rejoice in His honor. Sing for joy on our beds. Let His praises be in our mouths and the Word of God in our hands as a two-edged sword. Wow, all those things. If I spend my time today focusing and thinking about that, guess what? There's no room for sin. Isn't that right? He's got my hands full. He's got my feet dancing. He's got my head fixed on Him. If we just obey the Psalms, we got it made. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
What about sin? Who cares about sin? I'm rejoicing in the Lord. I'm doing what He wants me to. I'm praising Him. But the kicker is verse 4, Psalm 149, verse 4. The Lord delights in His people, and He crowns the humble with salvation. The Lord delights in me. The Lord delights in you, Cease. The Lord delights in you, Jeannie. He delights in you, Dean. He delights in us. Amen. Tell whoever you're sitting next to that the Lord delights in them.
The Lord delights in you.
He delights in you. Amen. The Lord delights in you. Amen. Amen. Guess what? Look around the room. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's smiling because when we believe the Word of God, when we believe the truth about what God says about us, it changes our countenance.
Yes,
amen. We are a people that are faithful to Him. We are a people that believe in Him. And you know what? He just delights in us. We might even see Him, if you close your eyes a little bit, you might even see Him dancing around here this morning. Because He's a happy Father because He wants us to know that He's our Papa, and He delights in us. Amen. And He crowns the humble with salvation. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not so proud to think that I can keep all your commands and obey everything, but I humble myself before you. I ask forgiveness for those things which I've committed, those thoughts that I've had. I humble myself before you, and I say, God, do it in me. Let it come to pass by your word. And as your word says, I humble myself before you and say, I can't do it on my own. And America's not going to do it for me. I can't do it on my own. I need you. And I cry out to you and I call out to you. And as we do that, we are humbling ourselves before Him and putting our trust in Him. Tie that to our reading in the Old Testament. Today, Hezekiah trusted in the Lord. Mm-hmm. He didn't trust in armies. He didn't trust in what he had. He gave what he had, trusting in the Lord. He trusted in God. Paul also heard a word from God, and he trusted God and followed his heart and what God had given him to do. He believed God, not considering his own safety or his own life. So the humble, he crowns with salvation. Amen. I'm humble. How about you, huh? Before God, we are humble before God. So we have a duty to do this morning, and that's to rejoice and praise Him. Let's stand and let's say verse 4, and let's go through them all, because they're good. King James says, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation." And from the New Living, "For the Lord delights in His people. He crowns the humble with victory." And the Message says, and why? Because God delights in His people. He festoons plain folk with salvation garlands. Ooh, we are going to praise him this morning, and we're going to sing about America, and we're going to be 4th of July
yep.
and praisey.